We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
My legs start trembling and my breathing
gets heavy.
Thinking about that.
This is William Luke White. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. The city of Memphis is once again trying to toss the civil rights lawsuit brought by Tyree Nichols' estate and mother. Samuel Hardiman says the city filed a motion on Monday to dismiss the suit, just like it did in 2023 when the lawsuit was filed.
Judge Mark Norris ruled earlier this year that attorneys for Rovon Wells, Nichols' mother, could amend the lawsuit to incorporate evidence from the DOJ's investigation into MPD and the federal criminal trial of the five officers who beat Nichols in 2023. The amended lawsuit also pointed to the city's alleged failure to train its officers. The ruling reset the legal clock and triggered a new round of filings from all sides in the case. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Samuel Hardiman.
Former Memphis Shelby County School Superintendent Marie Fagans wants phone records of the district's 9 elected school board members. Laura Testino says subpoenas request call logs and text messages from April 1, 2024, Fagan's first day as superintendent, through February 5, 2025, 2 days after she filed the lawsuit alleging board members violated Tennessee open meetings law in pursuit of ousting her.
Fagan suggested she would be seeking phone records prior to formally filing the lawsuit based on media reports. It was reported days after Fagans was fired that William Wooten, her attorney, said he'd sent letters demanding several people preserve their phone and other communication records. Many of those individuals were not named in the lawsuit, which only names current board members. The suit claims some board members participated in secret meetings to plot her termination. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Thank you.
Hey, Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Okay, here you will find guided meditations, mindful chats, and just all the things you need, okay, including music to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment, you know, to help you throughout your day, okay? So we started off the show with, like, it was like a little last little clip of this Unplugged performance by Kalayla. I love Kalayla, y'all. She is a electronic artist. I don't know if she wants to call herself that, but she makes amazing music. And that song was called Borderline. Okay, and this is currently Let Go by Robert Glasper. Of course, it's just like a, you know, like a meditative type of song. He has this project out that is called Let Go, and it is good for like mindfulness and meditation, you know, but done in the style of Robert Glasper. So as we come into this hour, I want you to take a moment to get still, all right, if you can. If you are driving, keep your eyes open and your eyes on the road, okay? Safety first. Okay, there are little patches of ice outside, and, you know, you can't be too careful, okay? But I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with every inhale and exhale, I want you to settle deeper into your body, allowing yourself to feel more present. Take note of what comes up as you take these deep breaths. Take notice if it feels like you can't even take a full breath comfortably. If you're feeling tension in your lungs and your chest, try not to overthink it. Just show love to that part of your body and just allow that energy to continue to fade. Continue to breathe deeply, and with every inhale, I want you to think about the things that you want to receive. If you're on your lunch break, I want you to pull in more positivity and the knowing that the rest of your day is going to be beautiful, that you're going to interact with people that make your day even better, and that you will be given more opportunities for surprises or new experiences or just things that just make you feel good. And with every exhale, I want you to remove or let go of the things that doesn't make you feel good. If you feel like you started off on the wrong side of the bed this rising, you can change that. You are in charge of how you want to feel and in charge of your life. So continue to breathe deeply. And remember that you can take these moments of mindfulness at any point in your day, okay? You don't have to reserve them for specific moments, or you don't have to do anything or, I don't know, make any adjustments or get set up to take some moment to breathe, okay? So I hope that you guys enjoyed that. I hope that you will allow this energy to carry throughout your day. Okay? And I will be back with more. Right now, we are listening to Southern Isolation by Matt Martins. Just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. I just want to go back and say that Kalayla song earlier, it was called Bankhead, okay, and it's the unplugged version. It is not called Borderline, so excuse me, all right, and shout out to Kalayla, just in case the people who are out there listening, if you like that song, you were looking it up, you know, I made it difficult, my bad. Okay, and we are currently listening to Wonder by Gala Matias. All right, and then after that, I'm gonna give you a song called Borderline. All right, and it'll be by Tame Impala. So get into it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and we just listened to Zone by Iman Omari. And let me tell you, when it comes to getting in the zone, I'm trying to get up in there, okay? What about you? We are 2 months into 2025, all right? I don't know about you, but the year... it's off to a really cute start, all right? I think the end of last year kind of showed me that, all right, you can make this year whatever you want to make it. And you know what? I'm sick of experiencing certain things. I'm sick of it, all right? I want to bring something new into my life, and I want it to stick, all right? I'm gonna need that thing to maintain. And those things are just like better experiences, the way that I take in the things that are happening to me, right? It's like I want to approach it all with a better attitude, okay? I want the words that I have, the music that I create, the events, the things that I like to offer, I want it to reach the world, okay? So I want to think about, and I've been talking to my friends about this, what version of yourself is that girl or that guy or whomever who has all of this, right? That love, that job, that, you know, that house, you know, the whatever it is. What version of you, when you picture yourself in that, how does that feel? What do you look like? What does that person do every day? Okay, are they waking up and taking their vitamins, okay, having a ginger tea and, you know, and starting off with a little meditation? Is that what they're doing? Are they going to the gym? All right, are they plant-based? Like, what are they doing? Okay, and I'm trying to embody that, right? And so I want to encourage y'all to get in your own zone, all right, and embody, no pun intended, if you know, you know. Shout out to Embody, okay? Dropped, what did it come out, the February 7th? Yeah. But yes, I want you to get into the zone and to embody the version of yourself that you want to be. Know that you are worthy and deserving where you are and as is. Shout out to my friend Kimmy Morgan. We were speaking about that last night. You know, you are deserving at every stage. So while we want to show up as our best selves, you have to know that, look, if I wanted all the things today, you can have it all today and you deserve it. All right. But we also know this whole dynamic of hard work and reward, or just, you know, you're putting in the effort and getting a reward. It's that fun experience that we get to have here whilst living on the planet we call Earth, all right? We get to experience these peaks and these valleys, and you know, when we have a valley, it makes us appreciate these peaks even more so. Okay, so I'm gonna let y'all enjoy this last little minute of Dearest Alfred by Kurungbin.
I put
you're just tuning in, this is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. We have been listening to Voices by Dawn Richard. Let me tell you, I've been in a little electronic mood lately, and the girlies be doing it. Shout out to Dawn. She used to be in Danity Kane and BK3, Dirty Money, all that good stuff. And I've been following her. I love her music, y'all. She really captures the mood, okay? And like she said, put your brave face on and get in the zone and do what you said you want to do, okay? There's this woman I know, an amazing woman, artist and performer named Ayanna George. And she would always say, do it afraid. And I'm sure she didn't come up with that, but do it afraid, do it scared, okay? Because it still got to get done, all right? Fear ain't did nothing but stop people from doing what they want to do. And what's the use of it, all right? We can say it protects us all day, and in some instances, it does. But in most instances, it just hurts and deters us from, you know, living out our fullest potential, doing what makes us feel the best, all right? And another little tidbit, when it comes to intuition versus fear, right? From my understanding of what I'm trying to recognize in my body, right? Intuition shows up like, it's just the knowing. It's just like, oh, let me just do this. I feel this way. And it's not attached to an emotion of like, well, what if this happens? What if this happens? It's like usually there's fear versus intuition. It's just kind of this knowing, like, okay, let me do this. Or if it might be something that might be harmful in your way, you won't even know about it because you've been curved on out the way, okay? And usually those pits in my stomach where I feel nervous or whatever is usually fear or anticipation or anxiousness about the situation versus, you know, it actually being, girl, don't go here, don't do that. You know, usually when I'm being pulled away from something intuitively, when I tell you everything that can stop me will happen, all right? I remember one time when I was living in Brooklyn with some friends and we were trying to head somewhere, and the walk to the subway train, my shoe kept untying, and or just little things kept like holding us up in the house. We were running late to something and we just kept allowing the delays to happen. And because of those delays, naturally, and we didn't feel no fear or worry about going where we were going, but by the time we made it to the train, people were running out and police were showing up because there an incident had taken place. And we would have been trapped inside of that subway on the ground dealing with whatever was going on, okay? But because, you know, intuitively, the holdups and all that stuff kind of slowed us down, we weren't able to, fortunately, weren't able to experience whatever took place, you know? So I want you guys to think about how your intuition shows up or how you are interpreting those things, you know, and what fear looks like for you. Okay. We are currently listening to Entity featuring Maren Jean by Torah.
Uncontainable sensation of elation. touch. I want it back, except I gave you so much. Got nothing back, but still the thought of you is the prettiest thing that I own. You know that I can never let go.
This is 91.7 FM, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. So we just listened to Let Go by Gala Matias, and this is Galaxies by India Sean. Shout out to my friend Silas Vassar for putting me onto this song. I'm definitely a fan of India, and so I was surprised I didn't know this one. Okay, I like to stay on top, abreast of the newest songs. But I mean, this one is not new, like, at all. So enjoy, and I'll be back because I got some oracle card pulls for you guys, some little notes from the self-care deck and from our rest deck. So I'll be right back. Space with you.
You know
the way it's gone.
It's so cold up in my room right here with your galaxies away.
watching, I've been waiting, I've been talking to the moon all about you.
Memphis, let's get into these cards. So, from our self-care deck, we got a few different things, right? So we have Sync with the Moon. For the girlies know, you know, we all have our cycles and things are tied to the moon. I know not long ago, I want to say on the 12th, February 12th, we had a full moon in Leo. Okay, so I don't know if around that time you guys were feeling it, but usually that's when like things are peaking, right? I know for me, I am a Leo sun. Okay, that's my regular sign is Leo. And so usually around full moon times, whether it's in my sign or not, your girl is tired. Okay, so mostly everyone I knew was pretty sleepy. They just needed to lay, like a call for rest was just there. It was apparent for everybody. And we needed to kind of rest and keep our minds focused and positive. I know that's what it was for me. Okay, and the other one said positive affirmations. And on this card, there's a picture of a woman. She's on her body, it has, I love myself, I'm worthy, I'm grateful, I'm brave, I'm beautiful, I'm healthy and happy. All right, when it says I choose love, okay, I want you guys to figure out what words of affirmation that you want to offer up for yourself on today. Okay, every chance you get, all right, I want you to come up with something new and kind that you can say about yourself, all right? I am gorgeous. I am creative. I'm funny. I'm hilarious. Things like that. I'm a hard worker. I am an amazing father, mother, partner, anything like that. All of those things are great. Okay, I have a beautiful smile, all right? When I walk into a room, people respond to me, all right? Okay. And from the rest deck, we got rest is a lifelong practice. All right. In the back of it says, what if you rejoiced at the beauty of this being a lifelong meticulous love practice? What if you listened to what your body is trying to tell you? What if you took your time more? What if the way to healing is waiting for you in a nap? What if you accepted that you don't have to fully unravel from the grind culture immediately? That little line that says, what if the way to healing is waiting for you in a nap is really, really real for me. Because let me tell you, I would say I get sucked into these little nap dreams where I'll be regular. And then all of a sudden the sleepies hit me like a ton of bricks, y'all. And I got to just go lay down. And usually when I do, and it can be 1 o'clock or a random time of the day. And when I tell y'all, I would have the most vivid of dreams in that little 30 minutes to an hour. And it's usually helping support whatever has been like ruminating in my subconscious or in my conscious mind. And so, I'd be grateful for those moments. It makes me feel like I really am in connection with me and my body. And fine, my conscious mind might be a little hard-headed sometime, and I try to brush past certain things that I know that I need to address. And when I get sucked into those naps, baby, whoever be in my mind, I guess me, is really on me. You know, they're like, okay, this is what's going on. This is how you're feeling. You're feeling insecure. You're feeling afraid. You're feeling worried. And I work through those things. And I often wake up able to feel more prepared, or kind of like, oh, what I feeling, what I was feeling before, it's not as relevant because I understand it now. Some clarity comes. So yes, don't feel like rest and sleeping or napping is going to put you behind. Okay, it's like you, like it says, sometimes things are waiting for you in naps or dream times, or you know, just in the quieting of your mind. Okay, so I want you guys to enjoy that and take those things with you as we go into another song that I love called "Let It Go" by the Iman Omari. All right, get into it.
Won't you let it go? I'm just trying to help you grow. Girl, I take it personal. I care for you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in with me for this hour. As we come to a close of Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee, I hope that you're able to take these words, okay? I hope that you get, hope that you guys and gals caught the earlier guided meditation, you know, and that if you was on your lunch break, that you feel good and that you go back to work with a good attitude, okay? And go kill it, all right, for the rest of the day. Sending love and good vibes to you all. We are now listening to Mind by Emma, and then we'll go into a little August 10th by Corumban. See you guys next week.
Mine.